Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, the U.S. budget deficit grows to $1.3 trillion, marking the second highest six-month level on record. Second, the Senate confirms a Trump nominee for chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in an overnight vote. Third, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Brink, is set to step down amid high-stakes war diplomacy. Lastly, sources say Iran wants to explore an interim nuclear deal in talks with the United States. U.S. budget deficit grows to $1.3 trillion, the second highest six-month level on record. In the first half of the 2025 fiscal year, the United States budget deficit has ballooned to over $1.3 trillion. This marks the second highest six-month deficit since record-keeping began, trailing only the $1.7 trillion deficit during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in fiscal year 2021. The deficit spans the administrations of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, with increased spending attributed to Social Security cost-of-living adjustments, higher Medicare and Medicaid expenses, and augmented disaster assistance, among other factors. This growing deficit has sparked debates on fiscal responsibility as the Trump administration promotes cost-cutting measures through the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOE-ESH. DOE-ESH aims to slash federal spending by targeting waste and inefficiencies, with particular focus on reducing the civilian federal workforce and eliminating certain government agencies. Meanwhile, House Republicans have narrowly passed a budget framework proposing $4.5 trillion in tax cuts and $1.5 trillion in federal program cuts. The implications of this deficit are significant, with potential impacts on economic stability and public confidence in government fiscal policies. Critics argue that the current trajectory is unsustainable, urging lawmakers to address the growing debt before it reaches a critical level. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent warns of a looming statutory debt ceiling, emphasizing the urgent need to control spending. As debates over tax and spending cuts continue, the challenge remains to balance fiscal responsibility with economic growth and public service needs. Senate confirms Trump nominee for chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff in overnight vote. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Razin Kane has been confirmed as the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff following a 60-25 Senate vote conducted overnight. His confirmation comes nearly 2 months after President Donald Trump dismissed his predecessor, General C.Q. Brown Jr., as part of a broader effort to remove military leaders who support diversity and equity initiatives. Kane, a decorated F-16 combat pilot, brings extensive experience from special operations commands and classified programs within the Pentagon and the Central Intelligence Agency. Despite not meeting the typical prerequisites for the role, which include being a combatant commander or service chief, President Trump waived these requirements, citing national interest. The confirmation process was marked by partisan tensions, with Republicans pushing to expedite Trump's nominees and Democrats attempting to delay proceedings. Senate Majority Leader John Thune scheduled the early morning vote after Democrats resisted speeding up procedural votes. Nonetheless, Kane received bipartisan support during his confirmation hearing, where he pledged to provide candid advice to the president and maintain an apolitical stance. Kane's appointment is significant in the context of ongoing debates about the politicization of the military. His vow to uphold the Constitution and resist unlawful orders underscores a commitment to maintaining the military's independence from political influence. This stance may resonate with conservatives who value a strong, apolitical military as a cornerstone of national security. Looking ahead, Kane's leadership could influence the direction of U.S. military policies, especially as the nation navigates complex global challenges. His confirmation could also shift public opinion, potentially reinforcing support for Trump's approach to military leadership among conservatives, while raising concerns among those who prioritize diversity and equity in military ranks. In other news, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Brink, is set to step down amid high-stakes war diplomacy. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bridget Brink to step down amid high-stakes war diplomacy. Bridget Brink, the U.S., ambassador to Ukraine, is set to step down in the coming months, according to a confirmation from the State Department. This decision comes as the Trump administration intensifies its efforts to negotiate a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce announced Brink's upcoming resignation, but did not specify an exact departure date. Brink's resignation arrives at a pivotal moment for U.S. foreign policy, as officials strive to de-escalate tensions and bring an end to the ongoing conflict in Eastern Europe. Appointed by former President Joe Biden and confirmed by the Senate in May 2022, Brink became the first U.S. ambassador to serve in Kyiv since 2019. Her role was crucial in re-establishing America's diplomatic presence after embassy staff were evacuated during the initial stages of the war. A seasoned diplomat, Brink previously served as the U.S. ambassador to Slovakia and held prominent positions within the National Security Council. Fluent in Russian, she has been a staunch advocate for U.S. interests in Eastern Europe. During her tenure in Ukraine, Brink was a vocal supporter of American military aid and frequently appeared alongside Ukrainian leaders, reinforcing the U.S. commitment to the region. Her resignation coincides with the Trump administration's shift towards diplomatic efforts to end the war, including rare face-to-face talks between U.S. and Russian officials in Istanbul. These discussions aim to mend strained diplomatic relations and stabilize banking services for embassies, which could lead to restored diplomatic connections between the two nations. Brink's departure marks a significant transition in U.S. foreign policy, potentially paving the way for an ambassador more aligned with the Trump administration's strategy for a ceasefire. As the U.S. seeks to navigate this complex diplomatic landscape, Brink's exit underscores the evolving priorities in American foreign policy, particularly in addressing the conflict in Ukraine and fostering peace in the region. Next up, sources say Iran wants to explore an interim nuclear deal in talks with the United States. Iran wants interim nuclear deal in talks with U.S. Sources say Iran is considering proposing an interim nuclear agreement with the United States during upcoming negotiations, according to a European diplomat and a source familiar with the matter. The significance of this potential interim deal cannot be overstated. President Trump has set a 2-month deadline for reaching a new nuclear agreement with Iran, while simultaneously increasing U.S. military presence in the Middle East. If diplomacy fails, Trump has indicated he might order a military strike against Iran's nuclear facilities or support an Israeli strike. The Iranians, however, believe that achieving a comprehensive and highly technical nuclear deal within this timeframe is unrealistic. As a result, they are exploring the possibility of an interim agreement to extend negotiations and prevent escalation. Ali Vaez, director of the Iran Project at the International Crisis Group, noted that an interim deal could serve as a stepping stone toward a final agreement. An interim agreement could involve Iran suspending some uranium enrichment activities, diluting its 60% enriched uranium stockpile, and granting United Nations inspectors greater access to its nuclear facilities. Although these steps would only marginally increase Iran's timeline to develop a nuclear weapon, they could help build trust necessary for comprehensive negotiations. There's also the prospect of extending the snapback mechanism from the 2015 nuclear deal, which allows United Nations Security Council sanctions to be reimposed on Iran if it violates the agreement. This mechanism is set to expire in October, and European countries have warned Iran they will trigger it if no new deal is reached by the end of June. However, an interim agreement would likely require President Trump to ease his maximum pressure campaign on Iran's economy, a move he may be reluctant to make. The Trump administration recently imposed new sanctions on Iranian entities linked to its nuclear program and oil industry. This could fuel skepticism within the administration about Iran's intentions, suspecting they might be attempting to buy time without genuine nuclear rollback. White House envoy Steve Witkoff is scheduled to meet Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi on Saturday in Oman. While the United States insists these will be direct talks, Iran claims the negotiations will occur through Omani mediators. President Trump has made it clear that Iran must never acquire a nuclear weapon, stating that military options remain on the table if diplomacy does not succeed. Meanwhile, Ali Shamkhani, a foreign policy advisor to Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, warned that continued military threats against Iran could lead to deterrent measures, including expelling International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors and relocating enriched materials to secure unmonitored locations. The potential for an interim nuclear deal highlights the complexities of U.S.-Iran relations and the broader geopolitical landscape. As these negotiations unfold, the outcomes could significantly influence U.S., foreign policy priorities, and global security dynamics. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.